Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now we're going to come back to the impact of the storm now. We know the crews are continuing to battle against challenging conditions right around the country to restore power and phone lines and water. Yvan Murray is Western correspondent with the Irish Independent and is on the line from Knock in County Mayo. So Yvan, you wrote a piece yesterday telling us just how difficult things have been. You're in a hotel now, are you, with your family? Have you sort of given up on the power coming back anytime soon?
Good morning, Claire. Claire, yesterday just got to the point that we just really couldn't take anymore. And where we are in Knock, there's absolutely no phone coverage either. So we were completely isolated, so we couldn't communicate. Yesterday we just I just hooked into the local hotel in Kilmarnock.
Mm-hmm. So, because you were freezing, as well. You couldn't get in touch with anybody. No power.
Yeah.
I mean, just sheer misery, really.
It was horrendous, yeah. Saturday morning, that's fine, you'd expect it. You know, there was still residual heat in the house. Saturday night wasn't even that bad, but by Sunday we were absolutely freezing. And ended up putting the children in the car and driving for ages just to keep them warm and to charge things. And then Sunday night was terrible. We were considering going down. So the only heat source in the house now is a fire that we hadn't actually used for years.
The open fire.
So that's the only heat source in the house.
Yeah.
So we ended up sleeping down the living room.
Right. And no Yvan, have you been given any indication from the ESB when the power will return?
Well, that's a $1 million question. My neighbours, we're all getting different times. Initially, we were told the 27th, someone else the 30th. And last night when I logged on for the updated time, so we've been told the 5th of February.
So that's a week and a day from now.
The only hope we have is my friend was told the same thing in Castlebar yesterday and hers came back on last night.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We're just hopeful because we'd no water either. So it was just an absolute, it was a horror.
And are you getting help? Do you feel you're getting help?
No. Absolutely not, no. And first, I suppose, the big thing I would say, like when your communication goes down, I mean, you can't make or receive phone calls. We've a wonderful community in Knock, I suppose, and there was a lot of kind of updating and stuff going on Facebook, but I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
You know, that's my first time I got anything. And had you asked me what was going on in Mayo yesterday, I wouldn't have been able to tell you because I didn't know.
You were totally cut off. Can you stay in the hotel though? If it is over a week, are you going to stay in the hotel?
It's very expensive. You know, we were saving for a holiday in April, and our money's going to go on holidays in Kilmarnock now. You know, 5 miles down the road. So it's
Yeah, I know. Listen, it's awful. But
the alternative. I was amazed at how quickly our home, you know, our comfortable home became so inhospitable.
Yes.
Like it is an older house, but it just became absolutely freezing. It took on like an almost a refrigerator feel to it, you know.
Yeah. So, well, listen, Yvan, we'll keep in touch with you, and I hope the power comes back quicker than the 5th of February, because that feels like an awfully long way away from here.
Yeah.
But it's good to hear that you're comfortable and you're warm there with the family. That's Yvan Murray, Western correspondent with the Irish Independent. We wanted to speak to Trish Tuhig as well, who's director of food safety with Safe Food, because Trish, we're hearing from people now who know and accept that their food is spoiled, you know, whether it's in the fridge or the freezer. But we wanted to get the advice from you on whether it's safe to use those items that have been in a fridge with no power at this stage.
I know, Claire, and good morning. It's possibly quite late now in the day to be giving you this advice, but what we would normally say is to try and keep the doors of the fridge and freezer closed as much as possible. Now, right now, I would say perishable foods should not be outside of refrigeration for more than 2 hours. But of course, food in a cold fridge with the doors closed will still be cold. So we would have maybe up to around 4 hours before the perishable food would need to be considered.
Is that all?
And it is. And the reason for that really is, and I need to just go and tell you about perishable food or high risk food, which would be those with use by not best before on the label. And they'd have something like keep refrigerated on the pack. And they would include things like meat, poultry, fish, dairy products, salads, cut fruit or veg and leftovers, and they should have been used straight away or they need to be discarded.
Okay.
And the reason, Claire, for that is that once the food will go above 5 degrees, any bacteria that might be in the perishable foods could multiply to levels that might result in food poisoning. And the longer it's above the 5 degrees, the bigger your risk of food poisoning is.
And the last thing you want, if you've got no power and no heat, is a dose of food poisoning.
The very last thing, and maybe no water as well for hand washing. So, but Claire, just to mention on the fridge, is that not everything that you have in your fridge needs to be in there. So just to point out, you don't need to necessarily empty everything. Foods such as like unopened jars, canned drinks that are stored in your fridge would be completely fine after the power cut. You know, things like tomato ketchup is in there for quality reasons and not for food safety.
So right, so there's certain things, you could salvage. Yeah. And what about the freezer?
Well, it's kind of pretty hard to generalise on freezers, Claire, because they vary a lot in how well they are able to stay cold. So like a small old freezer with relatively few items versus a large modern freezer jam-packed full of like really dense products such as joints of meat will fare very differently. But Safe Foods advice for food in the freezer is that it will be absolutely fine for 24 hours and possibly a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
The key here, Claire, is that once the power comes back on, people should check the items as soon as they can. Don't wait until it is refrozen. So when the power comes back on, check foods, and foods such as ice cream won't make it. But look at foods such as your cooked foods or shellfish. If there's any signs of defrosting or you think they've been above 5 degrees, you should discard them. But the good thing is that foods such as raw meat or poultry, you know, like joints or whatever, that still have the ice crystals, they can be refrozen safely. So at this stage, if somebody's friend across the road has, you know, the power or whatever, they could look to transfer and salvage some of the food.
And that might be safe.
As long as it's still frozen.
One other question, Trish, I wanted to ask you, because we're getting a contact from a lot of parents of young children who are still using bottles. And you can imagine the worry if you have a newborn or a young baby and you can't sterilise the bottles with hot water. What do you do?
Well, what we would say about that is, if you can use ready-to-feed formula, do that, because that takes all the risk out of it. Use the water from the tankers if the tankers are available. And we say that because some natural mineral waters have a high salt content, and that's not ideal for the baby. But if no other water is available, then use this for a short period of time. Now, use your bottled water brought to a rolling boil and then left covered to cool for no more than half an hour. But of course, Claire, if you can't boil the water because you've got no power, then you can use your ready-to-feed formula. You can use any still bottled water to make up the feed, and that will be safe as long as you use the feed immediately.
Okay. All right. People are in such difficult situations when you hear what they might be facing.
Trish, I know.
Trish, thanks so much. Trish Tuhig there, who's Director of Food Safety with Safe Food. Next up, we're going to hear about these fears about a resurgence in polio in the United States. This is as the vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. faces questions at his confirmation hearing tomorrow. That's after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.